So last week, whenever Jonathan was speaking and he referenced, a big part of what he said, I feel like kind of the end of his word was 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and I will hear from heaven and I will come heal their land. Sorry, I'm trying to throw other things in there, but yeah. And so I was really just stirred. I really felt like the Lord's presence and just the Lord highlighting that. And I noticed that Chip's not here today, but Chip had on this shirt that I just love. I really love it because he wears it to church and it's so irreverent. But it's a glass of whiskey right here on the t-shirt and it says last call. And so anyway, he had that shirt on. I really felt like it was prophetic. I really felt like Jonathan's word was a word to the church, like just straight from the Lord, that he's saying, people, like, this is the time. If you do nothing else, seek my face, pray, turn from your wicked ways, and I will heal your land. It's the only hope. It's the only hope that we have. It's the only thing. And any other mission, I feel like, is secondary to that mission, to be seeking the Lord's face and to be praying and turning from your wicked ways. And what I told Jonathan was there's a prophetic pastor in North Carolina by the name of Rick Joyner. And in about Thanksgiving last year, in 2020, he had COVID and it hit him pretty hard. He was very, very sick. And when he recovered from that, which was maybe a month or something, he went into a time where for, I think it was 14 or 15 days, every day the Lord came. He had a face-to-face with the Lord. The Lord came and basically just manifested himself, and it would be like for 1 minute. Jonathan. But Rick said that, you know, that was all he could handle, was he'd have like 1 minute, and it was more than he could ever even like get into a book, he said, in that time with the Lord. But this was at the time of the elections, and so he was saying to the Lord, Lord, what is going on in the world right now, and can you speak to me about this? Like, what's going on with the election? And he said the Lord did not ever address that. He said every time I would ask him about that, he would just say 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, Rick, if my people, if my people. And he said the Lord told him, there's more prayer now going in the earth than has ever been before. But he said so much of that prayer is just for the basic things that people need, which is okay to pray for those things. You know, Lord, help me pay my car payment, or we need a breakthrough on our, you know, with our kids or whatever, which all those things are valid things. But the Lord was highlighting, like, do the 2 Chronicles 7:14 thing. Seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, and I will, you know, I will heal your land. Ask for my kingdom to come and for me to heal your land. Like, don't neglect that. And so I thought that was a good point, because I feel like, you know, we may think like, but I pray so much, or like, you know, I mean, because we do, I believe that we're praying people. And so where's the disconnect there? It's like, okay, what do we need to do? We need to pray more. But I think that just that deeper, that connection with the Spirit, that's like, Lord, what is on your heart that I need to be praying? And let me seek your face in the midst of it, not just praying for like this laundry list of things that we need for our own household. But I want to seek your face, and I want to pray what's on your heart, Lord. So I really feel like that is like the last call, so to speak, for the church.